everyone, welcome back. We're diving into some really interesting stuff today, looking at advocacy and specifically how it works for chambers of commerce.
Should be interesting.
Yeah, we've been digging into this group, Lumen Strategies.
Okay.
And they worked with chambers to build, get this, A+ advocacy programs.
A+ advocacy programs. I like the sound of that already.
Yeah.
So what's the secret sauce? What makes these programs stand out?
Right. A+, it can't just be a catchy slogan, right? Especially for chambers that are still finding their feet, maybe dealing with growing pains. What does effective advocacy actually look like for them?
Yeah, because it's not always easy, is it? I mean, you reach a point where, you know, you need a dedicated expert on board, someone who really knows the policy ins and outs.
Someone who lives and breathes that world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But finding that person, affording them, that's a whole other challenge.
It's like a catch-22. Lumen Strategies calls it the growing pains problem.
Catchy.
You need strong advocacy to truly represent your members and their interests, but hiring a seasoned pro, well, that can put a strain on the budget.
Makes sense. It's that classic dilemma. You need expertise to grow, but often it's the growth that allows you to afford that very expertise.
Exactly. And it's not just chambers of commerce either. We've seen this in so many sectors.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Nonprofits, small businesses trying to scale, even government agencies. Recognizing the need for a specialized role is one thing, but actually making that leap, ensuring a smooth transition, that requires a different kind of strategy.
And that's where I think Lumen Strategies gets really smart. They don't just offer one solution. They've got two distinct paths. It's like they're saying, we get it. We see your constraints. Now choose your own adventure.
A two-pronged approach. That's a great way to put it. It speaks to those different needs.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, different comfort levels within their client base.
Exactly. Some chambers might not be ready to hire a full-time advocacy guru.
Right.
So with one approach, Lumen Strategies actually becomes your advocacy director. Yeah. They step in, handle all the policy work directly.
They become an extension of the team.
Exactly. Outsourced consultants, but deeply involved. And Lumen Strategies mentions this is particularly common for organizations going through rapid growth. They need that expertise now, not 6 months down the line when they might have more resources. A full-time hire just isn't feasible yet.
Makes perfect sense. But here's where it gets even more interesting. The Advocacy Framework Program. This one's for the chamber that's ready to build those advocacy muscles from within.
Empowering them to do it themselves.
Exactly. It's an online program, guides them step by step through creating their own in-house advocacy program.
It's like that DIY approach, but instead of ending up with a wobbly bookshelf, you've got a fully functional, effective advocacy program ready to make a real impact. And speaking of impact, let's talk about what really stood out to us, the testimonials. Lumen Strategies doesn't just talk the talk, they let their clients do it for them.
And these are not your run-of-the-mill, they were great to work with testimonials?
Nope. These are chamber leaders sharing concrete, measurable results, and that's what makes them so powerful.
It adds a layer of authenticity you don't always see.
100%. Like Barbie Jones, for instance. After partnering with Lumen Strategies, their chamber saw greater engagement not just from the major players, the big investors.
The ones with the deep pockets.
Right. But also from their general members. That's huge. Getting both those groups actively involved, aligned on key issues, that's the dream for any chamber, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And it really highlights how targeted, well-executed advocacy can unify a chamber around shared goals.
Yeah, and there's Pat Call. They used Lumen's framework to build their entire legislative agenda in 6 weeks.
6 weeks? That's impressive.
Right. For anyone who's ever felt intimidated by the thought of starting from scratch, that's incredibly encouraging.
Talk about an efficiency boost.
But wait, there's more. Lindsay Keisler takes it a step further. They went from, get this, a C+ to an A in their advocacy efforts after working with Lumen Strategies.
Okay, now those are some tangible results.
Right. But here's the real kicker. They also brought in 5 new sponsors directly as a result of their enhanced advocacy efforts. That's what it's all about, right? Making a real, measurable impact.
Absolutely. And I think it all comes down to Lumen Strategies, understanding the unique challenges and opportunities within the Chamber of Commerce world. They're not offering a one-size-fits-all solution. They're providing tailored support, practical frameworks, and they're clearly resonating with chambers at all stages of growth.
Completely agree. But here's something to think about. This two-pronged approach, this blend of direct support and empowering chambers to build their own internal capacity, it makes you wonder, what other areas within a chamber could benefit from this model? Membership drives, maybe, or even attracting new businesses? It's a really interesting model with potential applications far beyond advocacy.
Plenty to consider there.
As always, thanks for diving into this with us. Let us know what you think about this whole two-pronged approach, and we'll catch you next time.